Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Like the one that I have planned for you here today that are why they call InfoWars next year's news today. But you may have noticed we're now at that point where everything InfoWars has talked about, everything InfoWars has been warning about is right in front of your face. Or like your mirror on your car says, objects might be closer than they appear. We're right up in it now. And I did a deep dive trying to connect dots last night on the Trump raid, the FBI response, the IRS hiring story, with the umbrella of the understanding of where the Democrat Party is at, where they want to take the country, and applying things from the past that they've said and done to the now certain future we face if they are not stopped. So I want to start the show with this, and we'll bring it back in the next hour when I really lay this out. And it's going to be a very deep dive, somewhat complex, but I think you're going to understand the story when it's all said and done. This was Barack Obama. Now, I want you to just listen to this clip of Barack Obama from 2008. Just listen to it. I'm not going to give it any context. I want you to listen to it, and I want to see, let's do a little psychological experiment. What comes to your mind? What might be happening today that makes this clip from Barack Obama in 2018 so relevant and so scary? Here's Barack Obama just before he was elected in 2008 on the campaign trail. He said this.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
And now the IRS hires 87,000 new agents that need to be trained to use deadly force and are being trained to invade houses and do raids and shoot and kill people. All being hired by the Democrat Party, all being hired as the Patriot Purge is happening in all institutions of government. I think it's pretty obvious what's happening, folks, isn't it? The Democrats are literally building an army. See, the military can't go into your house, but the IRS can. Now with Venmo and Cash App and crypto and all this other stuff, you don't think that they've got ways to say you're laundering money or to say you're not paying taxes? Oh, yeah, they do. And now they got the army to do it, and they're training them. And if you don't think for 1 second they're doing this now because of the Democrat totalitarian control and the Patriot Purge, you're out of your mind. But so how does that connect to the raid at Mar-a-Lago and the establishment regime media response since? Folks, I can tell you right now what they're doing, and I think the hiring of the IRS agents is just their next phase of the plan. But right now, what they are doing is they are putting together lists of people who have spoken out against the FBI, putting together lists of people who have made public statements on the internet or just spoken word, anything that they might deem as violent. Now, it might not even be you calling for violence. It might just be you saying the FBI is corrupt. You're being put on a list right now. You're being put on a Democrat neoliberal watch list that the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS are prepping to go after all of you.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, August 12th, 2022. We have just 88 days left to the midterm elections, which will be severely consequential, not just for the American people, but for the world at large. And I have one of the biggest challenges in front of me today, with the honor and privilege of hosting the Alex Jones Show in these historical times, to lay this story out for you, a very detailed, formatted way of connecting the dots and getting you to understand the bigger picture. And that's my challenge, is to do that the best I can with all the information and data points that I've gathered to do so. Let me just give a layout of all the news, because there's tons of it today. And then in the next segment, I'm going to come back and really lay into this, really explain what's going on, and really explain where it's going. And I think I've got all the data points to connect the dots and to do a fully convincing job that this is exactly what the deep state is up to. And all these news stories that we're seeing right now are just the constellation showing you what the picture really is. Now, you've got Biden, who's basically the president MIA. For the month of July and August, he's had more days off work than on, and he's on vacation right now. And they put out stories with headlines in New York Magazine saying, Joe Biden's best week ever. Yeah, because he's not there. So Joe Biden's best week ever is the week he's not working. Go figure. And then he arrives in South Carolina and gets booed. But we got other news from the Biden crime family, the laptop, everything. That's coming up. Not to mention the Pelosi crime family. Let's not forget about her little escapades with her son over there in Taiwan with their business dealings. The story of the open border has reached new levels of absurdity, where now Greg Abbott, who was busing illegal immigrants to New York and D.C. to say, hey, look, how do you like it? And they didn't like it at all. But they still want the open border. They just don't want the illegal immigrants, even though they claim to be sanctuary cities. Now they're threatening to bus illegal immigrants back to Texas. This is clown world. Here's a crazy idea. Let's just close the border and then we don't have to bus them anywhere. But no, now we're getting into a political football match, a political ping pong match of what we're going to do with these millions of illegal immigrants. It's a joke. And the Democrats in D.C. are asking for National Guard and military to come protect them from the illegals, but not at the southern border. Then you've got the bill that the Democrats are trying to pass right now, the Inflation Reduction Act. Jean-Pierre goes on TV and admits nobody's ever read the bill. Remember the old Pelosi, we have to pass the bill to know what's in it? Jean-Pierre, the cabbage patch queen, goes on nightly news and says we have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And then Chip Roy puts out a scathing statement calling out the entire House of Representatives on the vote, because what they're doing, folks, is they're not actually voting. They're voting by proxy. And then Chip Roy, who's my representative, by the way, proud of him, told him, I met him a couple times, shook his hand, told him how proud I am, and he's gotten better over time, too. And he puts out a scathing statement calling all the members of the House liars, including Republicans, saying, you cast an illegitimate vote, you're not in D.C. to vote, you haven't read the bill, and most of you are on vacation right now. You're not even at home working. You're not in your office in your district. You're on vacation, and you're doing vote by proxy signatures to vote on bills that you've never even read. Chip Roy, the only one calling it out as far as I can see. But Jean-Pierre says we have to pass the bill to know what's in it. They don't even know what's in the bill they want you to pass, but they're telling you how great it is. Hey, look, this is the greatest bill ever. We need to pass it. Really, what's in it? Well, you're going to have to pass it to find out. Well, then how do you know it's so great? I don't. I'm a liar. Then there's this stack, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you, folks, I know their next move. I know their next game plan. I've seen it all. I've been on the chessboard. I've been in the arena with these people long enough. It's all right there. I'm going to connect the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI response, the media response, and the IRS hiring. It's all one story that shows you where it's going. Now, the raid at Mar-a-Lago or whatever the feds were doing there might have had ulterior motives, might have had other stuff going on. But it connects into the bigger picture of what the Democrats are planning to do next, or rather what the deep state is planning to do next. But let's just call it what it is. They've merged. The deep state and the Democrats have now merged. There is no, it's totalitarianism. It's authoritarianism. They're all on board. It's the American corrupt regime. It's the deep state. It's the Democrat Party. I mean, you see the resistance in the Republican Party. You see Republicans going on TV this week calling out the FBI, calling out the corruption, calling out the Biden crime family. So there is no dissent anywhere in the American left from the corrupt establishment. None. Fully bought in. And so with this merger, with this collusion, with this fascism, what the Democrats and the deep state have planned next for America, folks, is so dark and so twisted and so shocking and so horrifying that, I mean, I when I go through this and I finish my research and I'm sitting there last night, you start to get real. You start to get real with yourself. And you start to say, well, I know my future if I don't decide to change it. Meaning, I'm sitting here, and you are too, by the way. You are too, by the way. And it made me think of the movie V for Vendetta, the scene where he convinces the girl that she's dead in order to finally live. Or in order to free her life, if you will. With what the Democrats and the deep state have planned next, I am sitting here a dead man. I'm a dead man. But so are you. You are too. And I realize there's really only two options at this point. That is, if you want to be free. Is the only way to protect yourself as to be as public as possible. To call it out, to issue the dire warnings, because then, if and when then, they decide to round you up or mop you up or charge you or arrest you or kill you, you're just totally proven correct. Now, they might not care at this point anymore. They might just not even care. And this is what a lot of people are doing right now. A lot of rich people are doing. A lot of smart people are doing. You got to get out of the country. Folks, this country under the Democrat deep state regime rule is going into fascistic, authoritarian, I mean, just a hellhole so fast. I mean, things are happening that quick, in case you haven't noticed. Somebody may get raided next week. This place may get raided next week. Jones may get raided next week. Schroyer, Tucker Carlson, you. I mean, we're at that point, in case you haven't noticed. Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. We are now in the tyranny. But it's like maybe up to 100, 115 degrees. Once it gets up to 185, 190, we're cooked. And that temperature is going up. So I'm going to connect it all. And it's a separate story, but it's really important to understand. And notice how nobody's watching this. Notice it's not on TV. It's not getting all the publicity. But one of the trials for the FBI plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, one of the trials is ongoing, and we're learning all the stuff the FBI was doing to these people to try to set them up. Using drugs with them, basically sending honeypots after them. And then they convince them, oh, we're going to go kill the governor. And then they put them on a recording. And then they say, see, this person wanted to kill the governor. And it was totally the FBI agents that were forcing them to do that. So I've got all that and more coming up. But I'm going to get into the big story. I'm going to show you the big picture when we come back from this break.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next three segments, I am going to lay out, I'm going to connect the dots between Trump's Mar-a-Lago raid, the media response, the Fed's response, and the hiring of the IRS agents. They're all connected. It will all directly implicate you listening to this transmission right now. And I am going to explain how and why. Let's first just start with the raid and the latest developments there. So there's all kinds of stories. It's all the big news story today. You go to Drudge Report, you go to all the mainstream news, and it's headlines similar to this. Hell Week, how Trump's problems all converged at once. And so this is the new we got Trump moment. This is the new we finally got him. This is the new it's the end of Trump. His days are numbered. We've been through this a dozen times before. And so this is an operation that we're very familiar with. This is a play that they've run so many times. We know exactly the route. We know exactly how to intercept it and take it and go the other way. But that's not going to stop them. So we just have to use this as a signal that they're sending as to what they're going to do next. So, we got Trump. We got him. He lied about this. He lied about that. They're claiming he took nuclear codes. He was hiding nuclear codes in a safe. And that's what the establishment media is going with. That's what the brainwashed, mind control victims of the propaganda are falling for. Now, of course, you know that's bullcrap. But it just shows you they're running a play. And they've just snapped the ball. That's all this represents, is they have just snapped the ball. So, they're about to do something big. Just like they tried with impeachment the first time, or tried with impeachment the second time, or Russian collusion, and they ran those plays. And we saw the aftermath of all of that. So this is, they have just snapped the ball. They've just gone hut, hut, hike, and snapped the ball. And they are running one of their biggest plays ever against the American people, against Donald Trump right now. And so that's what this symbolizes. That's what all these headlines saying, we finally got Trump, this is the time. It symbolizes that they are running a major play right now. So then you have, inside of the Trump team, And they've been really kind of, they've kept everything close to the chest. I mean, some of his lawyers have gone on TV. He's released statements on Truth Social. But I think Trump has, I'm hoping Trump has more information about all this than he's letting on to the public. But now the question is, does Donald Trump have a rat in his team? The headline from the Rolling Stone, with Fed circling, Trump asks allies, who's wearing a wire? Now, we know the FBI has spied on Trump before. We know that they've tried to send agents in and probably have wearing a wire to record Donald Trump. And also, of course, people are worried that somebody told them about the safe or what might be in it. So then there's that aspect of this. Trump is obviously still getting spied on, but did he run an operation here to smoke out a rat? Could he have set bait for the FBI to do this? Those are still some of the questions that I think only a few people might know. But of course, they're claiming now, the big story that drops last night, FBI searched Trump's Florida residence for records related to nuclear weapons. Now, even that's not a new story. In 2019, the FBI, and I believe the DOJ, maybe even the DHS, said they were going to investigate Donald Trump. They thought he might be selling nuclear secrets to the Saudi Arabians. You guys can pull that up in the news story. So, I think this is just them pulling a card out of their deck. I don't think it had anything to do with nuclear weapons. Now, some people are obviously trying to reach their own conclusions. Some people think maybe he took historical archive records involving his uncle, John Trump, going in and getting all of Nikola Tesla's records back in the day when he was working with the government to do that. That's kind of a deep rabbit hole to go down. But, oh, let's just say, because the feds are worried, and I think this is what it is. I think they're just pulling an old card out of the deck that's Trump is selling nuclear secrets to Saudi Arabia. That's not why they went there. They're just looking for an excuse, and they pulled out the card out of the deck, and that happened to be the card they pulled, and they already had it there so they can reference that going back. But, oh, Trump selling nuclear secrets to a foreign country like Bill Clinton did with the Chinese? Never raided him. So it's total bull, but that's what they're arguing. Then the feds tried to play a game of cat and mouse with Donald Trump, which they lost again. And the media ran with it saying, ooh, Trump's lying. He doesn't have the search warrant. Trump is scared of people seeing the search warrant. Of course, both lies. The feds did not give Donald Trump or his lawyers a search warrant. They showed it to him and then didn't let him have it. So they never had it. The media lied about that. Then, last night, as the media is saying Trump is afraid of the search warrant getting out, that's why he didn't want you to see it, even though he never had it. So they said Trump is scared the search warrant might come out. We've got Trump now. So Trump releases a statement last night saying, release the warrant, please, immediately. Trump's lawyers go on TV last night all over the news saying, release the warrant immediately. So the feds get played there again, but the mainstream media will run with the lie. Trump releases another statement saying, hey, we've cooperated before. We've handed over all the documents before. They've come in before. They've questioned me before. They could have had whatever they wanted. Trump responds after Garland's statement on FBI raid. Exactly, folks. They were running something else. They were looking for something else here. This was a fishing expedition or a planting expedition against Donald Trump. That's what this was. So pretty much everything that they're saying in the media about it is a lie. So we just correct some of the records there. Now, let's talk about the media response to some of the coverage of this specifically here. Now, I only cover this not to make it about InfoWars or about me, but to show you that they're in the middle of running a play right now, which many times we've been involved in. So I can just see it. I can recognize it. And I'm telling you, this is what they're doing. So when there's stories all over the news yesterday, and I'm talking seconds after I go on air and say that the FBI is trying to play victim here, they're still the bad guys. And within seconds, dozens of stories out there saying, InfoWars says the FBI is the bad guys. InfoWars saying this. Here's just a couple examples. Media Matters, of course. InfoWars responds to news of attack of FBI office by calling the Bureau a terrorist organization. And then the rap and other places. Fox News sounds more like InfoWars than ever before, Owen Schroyer says. So they don't normally like covering my stuff like that, folks. So I'm telling you, this is a sign they're running the play. And I've been through this before. The last time I got coverage like this in media, they banned me from the entire internet. I got banned from Airbnb or Uber, everything. So they're running an operation. I've seen it before. It's been run against me before when they run these stories. So I say, well, what's their plan? Why are they doing this? Well, here's another headline that was all over the news last night, and this is the connection to the next level that I'm going to get into in the segment after this break. Online violent extremist rhetoric soars after Mar-a-Lago search. And then the FBI releases a statement saying violence and threats against law enforcement, including the FBI, are dangerous and should be deeply concerning. Oh, but when Democrats and liberals say all cops are bad, when Democrats and liberals say kill all cops, piggy, piggy, fry them like bacon, and then burn police officers, murder police officers, burn federal buildings with police officers inside, no problems there, though. No investigations there. No warnings from the FBI there, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great
Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get the Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number 1. What do you make of that?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So let's pick it up where we left off. And let me just explain something again. When I hosted The Jones Show yesterday, and also multiple times in the last week or two, there's been tons of news coverage out there about me, hit pieces about me. And I'm not saying that to make it about me. I'm telling you, I've been through these plays before with the deep state, with the Democrats. So, and here's how it goes. Every other time they do mass media coverage on me, mass push of me, boom, all of a sudden I get censored off all social media. Boom, all of a sudden I get banned from using these other places. Boom, all of a sudden I get indicted. Boom, all of a sudden I get arrested. Boom, all of a sudden I get sued. So I know something big. They got something big planned for me because every other time they do this, I get hit with something huge. So it might just be a larger thing, but I'm just telling you. So when they're doing this saying, Owen Schroyer says FBI are terrorists. Owen Schroyer says mainstream news is like InfoWars more now than ever before, and it's just all over the news. Every other time this has happened to me in the past, they either sue me, indict me, arrest me, ban me, censor me. So I'm just telling you this because I know they're in the middle of a play right now, and I'm telling you, here's the route they're running on this issue. But there's other routes during this play. But I'm just laying that out there again. So it connects to this, though. Online violent extremist rhetoric soars after Mar-a-Lago search. And there's hundreds of these stories out there basically saying, look, Trump supporters are violent. Look, they're mad about the raid. Look what they're saying on the internet. And there's hundreds of these stories saying, look, see the rights to the bad guys. See the rights are terrorists. Trump supporters terrorists. Trump supporters bad. Republicans bad. Because look at their rhetoric after the Mar-a-Lago raid. And then the FBI makes statements, violence and threats against law enforcement are deeply concerning. Oh, but when it's Black Lives Matter and Antifa literally murdering police officers, burning cities to the ground, that's okay. FBI has no comment. But oh, now because of what people are saying, they have a problem with it. Even Bernie Sanders' press secretary knows that the FBI is the bad guy. She says, Breonna Joy Gray, she says, Marjorie Taylor Greene is right about the FBI. Bad faith or not, I argue that the left should take advantage of the right's new acknowledgement of systemic bias and push to abolish the FBI, an institution that has always protected elite power, not the people. She's right. And what happened to the left? The left used to be anti-big government. Liberals used to be anti-FBI. Now they love the FBI. They love the big government because they think they control it. So it just shows you they were never liberals. They were always control freaks. But are they going to target Bernie Sanders' press secretary? Does Breonna Joy Gray need to get raided by the FBI? Is she a violent terrorist? No, she's right, and she's an American that has free speech. But see, they don't like this. And so let me tell you what the story is. Here's what the media's role is in this play, in this process, and that's why I bring up the stories covering myself in InfoWars. The media's role is to pitch the ball to the deep state. So the media says, look, here's what this individual said on the internet. And then big tech swings and hits the home run and censors them. Or the far left fascist media says, look, here was this person at January 6th. And then the deep state hits the home run and goes and arrests that person. The media says, look, here's what this person said about X. And then X picks up the bat, swings, and sues that person for $150 million. Okay? So I'm just telling you, this is the play they're running right now. So they are actively, what I think is going on truly, and this is about to tie into the IRS agents, what I think is going on right now, and this is a separate play that's being run. You've got the deep state and the regime going after Donald Trump. And then you've got the media and the regime going after all of Donald Trump's supporters with a different claw. And what they're doing right now is they are putting everyone on a list to either be raided or arrested or charged with terroristic threats. That's what they're doing. I'm telling you that from firsthand experience. I'm telling you that from being on the playing field with these crooks for years of my life, watching them run their plays, watching what they do. I'm telling you that's what they're doing as I sit here. And that's heavy. I get it. That's heavy. That's hard to believe. That seems far out there. How could we be at this point in American history? But in case you haven't noticed, that's exactly where we're at in American history. So that's what's being done. That's why they're running all these news stories talking about violent rhetoric after Mar-a-Lago raid. That's why they're running all these stories out of the FBI saying, oh my gosh, threats against us are up. These are violent extremists. They don't use these words lightly. They don't run these plays just to feather their own nest. They're making an attack formation right now against the American people. 110% as I'm sitting here, guaranteed. And the only hope we have of staving this off is by calling it out. Because here's the ultimate balancing act that's been going on for the last couple years. They can't, at least in a short-term period, show InfoWars is right or anybody else is right. So if we sit here and say the FBI is getting ready to raid, say, 100,000 Americans' homes, well, they can't go out and do that the next week or the next month. So they got to put it off a couple years till it's down the line.
But they might have crossed a threshold in their own operating procedures where they don't care anymore. They're fully in control. They're fully authoritarian, totalitarian tyrants now. So, yeah, let's prove them all right. Who cares? Let's go round up 100,000 Americans anyway. So talk about a self-fulfilling prophecy. The FBI raids Donald Trump's home. Then for 2 days, we don't get a statement. We don't get nothing. It's in limbo. Then Christopher Wray, not even talking about the raid, just says, well, I'm not going to comment on the raid, but the rhetoric we've seen against the FBI is very dangerous. So that's their move. Turn the FBI into the victims. Then the next day, an individual shows up at the FBI headquarters in Cincinnati. By the way, he's shot dead. He's dead. Dead men tell no tales. Maybe it was organic. Maybe it was a provocateur. Maybe it was an MK Ultra person. I don't know. We'll never know. He's dead. But okay. Either way, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, the FBI cries victim. The FBI gets their opportunity to prove they're the victims. And then immediately after that happens, Merrick Garland goes out and makes a statement how the FBI are the victims. Okay, so you see how that works? You see how that just played out perfectly for them days after the raid? They had to take their time, maybe, organize it. Standoff in cornfield ends. Suspect dead. Man tried to bust into Cincinnati FBI field office. Hey, it's not good. I came out immediately and said, we don't want violence. That was the first move that we made here at InfoWars because we're not falling into their trap. See? Because I saw what they were going to do. I knew they were going to run stories saying calls for violence, terroristic threats. So I immediately came on air after the raid and said, peace, 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 peace. Because we've fallen into these traps before, sadly. Now, I'm never going to try to deter someone from executing their First Amendment right. But you got to be very smart. You got to be very careful. And so there is a peaceful rally happening at a St. Louis FBI field office being promoted by the Gateway Pundit. On Thursday, we heard the FBI may infiltrate our rally on Sunday. That's the rally at the FBI, the peaceful rally at the FBI office in St. Louis. We will not let their threats deter us. Please join us Sunday. We must stand up to tyranny before it's too late. So, I mean, I'll just tell you, I'm not going to be part of anything like this. I'm not going to go to an FBI field office because, I mean, for obvious reasons. But I'm not going to tell anybody that you can't do that or that that's illegal. You have a First Amendment right, and we need people to execute their First Amendment right peacefully here. And the FBI is the problem here. But see, these are the exact situations like on January 6th that can be used against us. So if you're planning on going to this, you need to be uber careful. I mean, you need to be head on a swivel, make sure nobody does anything illegal. And if anybody suggests anything illegal or violent, you need to be on them, and you need to snuff that out immediately. Because, again, folks, I'm telling you the play they're running. I'm telling you it because I've been on the field with them. I've been a part of the plays. I've been the target of the plays. So that's the play that they're running right now. Now, when I come back, I'm going to connect this to the IRS hiring and how important that is to this story. It's not a separate story, folks. It's actually directly connected.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About the IRS agents has been a big story this week, and I'm going to tell you how that's directly connected to what I've been covering in the last two segments. The raid on Trump and the FBI maneuver to posture themselves as the victims to then set themselves up as the aggressor against the American people. So let's flash back and keep this in mind before we go to this Obama clip. Who's really running the White House? Now, I'm not saying Obama is fully in charge, but I do believe Obama is at least running some operations, and the IRS operation may be one that he is in charge of from behind the scenes. Because just look at Joe Biden. He hasn't even been able to operate as the president for 2 months. He's constantly sick. He's constantly on vacation. Who's really running the country? He says he had nothing to do with the raid. He had no idea about it. Really? Well, who's running the country then? It's not Biden. Who's running this stuff? Certainly not Biden. So who is it? Well, I think it's a team of radical leftists. And I think they each take assignments, and Biden just has no idea what's going on. Jean-Pierre has no idea what's going on. And they just run these operations with the deep state. And then you hear about it in the news. And isn't that a story, too, by the way? Oh, how do we find out what the FBI was looking for in the Trump raid? Did Chris Wray tell us during his press conference? No.
Did Merrick Garland tell us during his press conference? No. Instead, they decide to launder the information or leak the information through the Washington Post. What's up with that? You had two press conferences with the opportunity to tell the American people what you were doing at Trump's Mar-a-Lago house. You didn't do it, and then you leaked it to the Washington Post to tell us? I mean, what's that all about? But let's digress and get back to the story here. All right, so the IRS hires 87,000 new agents that are preparing to use deadly force. They're training to raid your home. They're training to go after terrorists and drug traffickers and everything. And it's all in their documents, by the way. I mean, I was flipping through this manual here, this IRS manual from last year, annual report 2021, shows all of it, shows them gun training, house raid training, confiscation of your property, all of it. It's all in here. And we find out all about it. They say, yep, you come work for the IRS, you're going to be trained on how to use deadly force and how to steal people's property. So let's go back, though. Who's really running the show? What's really going on with this IRS story? Maybe this gives you a little hint. This is Barack Obama in 2008. Remember this famous quote?
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I think we should play that one more time, guys. Let's play it one more time for brevity. Here's Barack Obama.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Wait, is that Barack Obama saying we need a militia? No, it couldn't be. Democrats are anti-gun. They're going after people that are in militias, they claim. So what is he talking about then? What is he talking about? Folks, he's talking about exactly what the IRS is doing right now. It's not about a civilian front. No. It's about the Democrats making an army of minions who are going to be all juiced up that they have the power to go after their political opposition with a badge and a gun. Now, I don't know how this is going to go, but I tell you, this is how the Democrats want it to go. They're going to hire 87,000 far-left liberal radicals who will be sexually aroused at the idea that they have a badge and a gun to go after the political opposition in this country. And I believe that's what Barack Obama talked about in 2008, and I believe that's what Barack Obama is now running behind the scenes right now with this IRS story. They're not going to be going after billionaires. And I used to think this is going to be them about going after crypto and these electronic payment processors. I don't even think it's that anymore. I think this is 100% going to be aimed against the political opposition of the Democrat Party. 100%. And they're going to try to hire 87,000 radical far-left libturds to be this quote-unquote civilian force that Barack Obama talked about in 2008. Now, the military can't go into your house, so they can't raid your house with the military, even if they think they have that totally bought and, you know, paid for now with their propaganda. But the IRS can. The IRS can. So that's what I think is going on. And the stories are all out there, such as IRS training included armed agents carrying out simulated assaults on suburban homes. And I'm telling you folks again, there's videos, there's pictures, it's all in this annual report. They do firearms training, they're trained to shoot humans, they're trained to raid your home, it's like what you would think a SWAT team is doing. They're basically trained like a SWAT team. So, is that not what Barack Obama was directly talking about? And is he the one running this operation now? We know it's not Biden. Biden's on vacation. Biden's sick. Biden doesn't even know where he is. So they're doing the Patriot Purge of the military, the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, everything, the Patriot Purge. And now they're going to open up an entire militant wing of the IRS to go after their political opposition. 100% that's what's going on. And I believe that's what Barack Obama was talking about in 2008. Now he's got the opportunity to do it. Now, Eric Schmidt, who is the current Attorney General of Missouri, soon to be the next senator, I believe. He's pushing back, thank God. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents for more audits, and in a since-removed job posting, sought people who are prepared to carry a firearm and willing to use deadly force if necessary. Now we're demanding answers from the IRS and the Biden administration. And he released a statement and directly asking the FBI, or excuse me, the IRS and the Biden administration for answers. Now, he's not going to get it. He'd have to ask Barack Obama, probably. But I don't think this is, I mean, sure, the IRS is obviously going to be used to target the opposition to the regime and to the Democrat Party financially. Obama got caught doing that. Obama got caught red-handed using the IRS against his political opposition, not to mention the NSA and the FBI as well, spying on journalists. So that's who we're dealing with, folks. We're already dealing with far-left radical tyrants. We're already there. And, you know, that's... See, let me kind of give you an example of where we're at right now. Last night, Brian Kilmeade is covering the judge that signed the warrant to raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, and he used the fake image of the judge just cropped and pasted over Epstein getting a foot massage from Ghislaine Maxwell. So let me explain this real quick. Here's Brian Kilmeade falling for fake news last night on Fox, hosting for Tucker Carlson.
So a picture of Bruce Reinhart. This is the judge in charge of the warrant. And we'll see if he's going to release it next. He likes Oreos.
Okay, so
there
you go. So Brian Kilmeade falls for fake news. Now, look, I watch as much media, probably more than anybody, quite frankly. Brian Kilmeade is a milquetoast conservative talk show host who makes a lot of money to go on there and say nothing that ruffles any of the wrong people's feathers. So, of course, Brian Kilmeade falls for that. Brian Kilmeade doesn't know what goes on in the real world, okay? And I'm not trying to attack Brian Kilmeade, but it's obviously true. Anybody who follows politics and news should have known that that's obviously a fake photo. That was Jeffrey Epstein getting a foot massage, not the judge. But Kilmeade fell for it, hosting for Tucker Carlson. Carlson probably wouldn't have fallen for it, but anyway. Here's my point, and this is why it's so important to get InfoWars on air. Most people that are in government, the Republican Party, most people on mainstream news, even like Brian Kilmeade, folks, they don't even know the world they're in. They just don't. And quite frankly, probably the only news organization that is properly prepared and ready for this time in American history is InfoWars. It's going to take a lot of time for the rest of them to catch up to us. That's just the fact. And that from Brian Kilmeade last night proves it to me. So we got to keep InfoWars on air, folks. Now, people are catching up real quick. They're not dumb people. They're catching up real quick. But we got to keep InfoWars on air because, folks, I'm telling you, we're the only people properly prepared right now to cover this. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy of Alex Jones's new book. It's the latest fundraiser to keep us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and...